Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Agnition. And today we'll be joined by Midwest Modified driver Eric Lamb. We'll also hear from Corey from Byers Engine Service in Rochester, Josh from Rhino Ag, and Andy from Agnition, right after a few words from our sponsors.
This fall, experience the suspense as heroes clash metal to metal with heartbreak. Get lost in a drama without the predictable ending. No sappy romance, no special effects. Just one adrenaline-filled day where pure speed drives the plot. Coming soon to a track near you. The Hollywood Casino 400 Playoff Elimination Race. Only at Kansas Speedway, October 21st. Tickets at kansasspeedway.com. Rated U for unexpected.
Lou Fager's Racing in Delano, Minnesota is this area's authorized Rocket and Shaw Chassis Repair Shop. Offering a full-service online store at fagersracing.com. Log on and join our email for updated newsletters and check out the LFRE Superstock, Modified, and Late Model chassis, including all the IMCA and Wasota parts you need. Lou Fager's Racing has decades of experience in making fast drivers even faster. See them online at fagersracing.com or give them a call at 800-328-3618 and they'll get the parts you need. Compliments of Lightning Lou.
Got an old motorcycle that's taking up space? Time to turn that bike into cash. Motorcycles Wanted. We buy 1970s Japanese bikes and British bikes, running bikes, non-running bikes, dirt bikes, and street bikes. Call today, 612-720-2142. That's 612-720-2142.
This is Mark at Craig Ford, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie. If you're on the market for a different car or truck, please stop in and give us a try. We keep a nice selection of new Fords and used cars and trucks of all makes and models. So stop in and give us a shot. You won't be disappointed. And call for all your service needs. Doug will take great care of your auto. Give him a call today. That's at Courage Ford, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie, your service-minded dealer.
Since 1972, we, the Misgan family, have been providing this region with used parts for all years of vehicles and recycling services. Misgan Auto Parts recycles smashed, rusty, worn-out cars, trucks, and ag equipment. We provide a U-Pull lot Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays here at our Ellendale location. And we stock thousands of parts, or we'll pull them for you for pickup. We have exciting new news. We bought a second salvage yard with vintage cars and trucks from the 30s to the 70s. This lot is located just north of Gordonsville or just south of Glenville, Minnesota. To contact Misgan Auto Parts, call 507-684-2100. Or if you want to get a hold of the second salvage yard with all the vintage and antique parts, call 507-383-1802 and Steve will be glad to help you out. Or you can see us at Misgan.com.
If your classic isn't so classic, bring it into Auto Trim Design of Owatonna. We can fix the upholstery, the carpet, replace a sagging headliner, make your old car look new again, make your seats comfortable again. Whether it's a classic car, work truck, boat, or anything else that moves, we can fix the upholstery and make your ride like new. And we work on convertibles. We're located in Owatonna at 3275 Old Highway 14, 1 mile west of Walmart.
Hey, this is Dave from Severson Oil, VP Racing Fuels, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by Midwest Modified driver Eric Lamb, number 88. Eric, you started out racing karts at the age of 8, and karts are a great feeder program for all the racetracks around. What do you remember about those early years, and where was the kart track located that you raced at?
I mostly remember having older drivers telling us how to be smooth and how to keep momentum and drag the brake and do everything you can to keep speed. And we started off racing in a little local track that started up at Ramsey, Minnesota, and that eventually went under, but we were in cars by the time that went under, so we got a lot of good races in by the time we moved up. So, yeah, it was good.
Those pointers from the older drivers that you just mentioned, those really come in handy when you get in the Hornets or the Pier Stocks and you don't have the horsepower to catch up after you get on the binders. If you don't keep your momentum up, you're not going to keep up.
Right. Yep, momentum's everything.
Your first win came in a cart at age 12 at the Sherburne County Fair. Was that the day that you realized that you were in racing for good?
It was the day that we realized we might have a little bit of success, at least. It was a race that we were leading and kind of got a bump and run and pushed off the bottom and passed in turn one and two on the white flag lap and gave it right back to him coming for the checkered, and it was one heck of a finish. But, yeah, no, we were pretty much in it from then on.
It seems like getting that first one out of the way and realizing that the equipment you have can do it and you can do it, that breaks the ice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it gives you a little bit more confidence in your programs, for sure.
We were at St. Croix Valley Raceway in 2015 when you picked up your first B-Modified win. You were the B-Modified Rookie of the Year. That was a really cool place to race.
Yeah, it was definitely dynamic and unique in its own way. It was always fast. They liked sprint cars there, and there was enough water on it every night for them to enjoy it. And yeah, it was one heck of a feature there. My arms were getting pretty tired. It was a nail biter in my view. You know, being that it's your first win in a car and everything, it makes you think about it during the race. You don't want to screw up. You don't want to hit a hole and push wrong. And we had a good amount of cars behind us. It wasn't the biggest field that we've ever raced against, but there were some good cars behind us that were waiting for us if we screwed up.
You are from Princeton, Minnesota. Now, that is a central Minnesota town with a lot of racing history.
Yeah, it's well known in Minnesota and in the Midwest anyway. And yeah, I pretty much grew up at the racetrack in Princeton and always kind of wanted to race since just watching that. And my grandpa always hosed a car, so it was pretty much go to the races on the weekend, come home, be in the race shop all day, every day, so... Yeah, it was pretty much racing every day.
Who were some of the cars at Princeton that you were watching at that age?
Let's see. Well, when I was growing up, it would have been Dennis Jones. I'm sure most people have heard him. His son, Andy, who's my cousin. You got a lot of the local well-knowns, Larry Zeller, at the time Rob Fenske, a lot of them guys. Pretty much anyone who was going to be racing in our area, so you got to know those names pretty well.
You recently moved to your first home with Courtney. That has to be very exciting for the both of you, but also a lot of work. Good thing you're young.
Yeah. No, moving boxes isn't easy.
I have to ask you about your garage. Did you get a good one?
Unfortunately, it's an apartment, so there's no garage. I'm looking for them, though. We're looking for houses.
When do you remember making your first trip to the Big E, Ogilvy, and how did that go?
Basically, we practiced beginning of 2015 at Princeton, and the next night was Ogilvy's opener, and we decided we didn't have enough laps on the car, so we skipped the opener night and went second week, and we made the show right out of the heat race, passed a couple cars starting in the back, and didn't tear anything up. Started pretty far back in the feature, and I think it was 17th. We stayed where we started, but you know there were 30-some cars there. We didn't hit anything, and apparently nobody hit us, so that was good. That was a win in our books.
What is a typical race schedule like for you and your number 88 Midwest Modified Racing team?
A Friday, it's kind of a begging work to let me out early, and if we can, we try and make it to Fergus Falls. Then if we can't make it out of work, then we'll go to Granite City. Saturdays, we'll go to the Ogilvy, and Sundays are pretty much off our schedule. It's tough with work and everything. Everybody understands that. So I certainly would love to race three nights a week, but it is a lot of work and takes a lot of audio over the summer. So pretty much Ogilvy weekly, and now next year we're going to be doing our own thing. We're going to be traveling.
What do you do for a day job?
I build fire trucks, actually. Work at Rosenbauer International, right over in Wyoming, Minnesota.
Wow, that's an interesting job.
Yeah, it's unique, but eventually you get tired of seeing the same red fire truck after a while.
How did you get to know Casey Tromm?
We ended up meeting at, let's see, where was that? That was Deer Creek Speedway in 2015. And we started on the front row of a heat race, I believe. And I had some people mention that she was pretty quick. She runs there weekly. So we were just hoping that we could stay clean in our heat race and do well and get a good start for the feature. And whatever ended up happening, we raced our feature, no problem, raced our heat race, no problem, and we ended up starting talking to her after the races, and yeah, we ended up being pretty good friends after that.
In 2017, you finished second in points at Ogilvie Raceway. What are your best memories from that season?
Definitely the bigger events there. Out of last year's wins, we did the majority of our winning there. The Chubbs Performance 3000 to win BMOD show was big right away earlier in the season. That was the biggest one yet. Being that he is our motor builder, it was a big deal for us to win it. So, and then we ended up winning the Harvest Cup, and then the top was to cap off the year. It was pretty neat. That was one that's been kind of getting away from us. Our rookie year in 2015, we finished second. 2016, we finished second. And then last year, we ended up finally winning the dang thing. So that was pretty nice to get off our shoulders.
One thing I've noticed about you when we're up there, you are not afraid to run right up next to the wall. In fact, you'll have your fender clicking off the wall. And when that track slicks off and it just looks like asphalt, you're still up there.
Well, and that's funny you say that, because being that I started in karts, the biggest thing was stay as close to the bottom as you can. And the majority of my rookie year in 2016, I pretty much tire fed as much as I could, either that or roll the middle. And I was not a guy that liked to be up against a fence, and we ended up changing setups a little bit, and it ended up working a lot better on the top. So, you adapt to running up there, and you get comfortable and kind of just get used to it. Now, I'll drag a fender up there. It's all right.
You were also one of the drivers chosen to grace the lids of the Nitro Mince cans. That was really cool.
Yeah, it was pretty neat. Get a little bit of advertisement for the sponsors and get your name out there. And yeah, it's a pretty neat deal. I appreciate Matt Bull for letting us get on those things and let everybody know that we're out there, let everybody see us.
It's cool to walk into a convenience store and see dirt racing cars on those lids.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, it's something that hasn't really ever happened, and now just in the past handful of years, you're starting to see all sorts of that stuff on the local level and small stores and whatnot. So it's good viewership for everybody.
How does Grace the Dog fit into a typical night at the racetrack?
Well, she pretty much watches the trailer for us. She likes to hang out. She don't mind the race cars. She don't mind the sound. The first night we brought her to the races, she sat there and watched. So she's just a team member like everybody else. She sits there and makes sure that I tell her goodbye before I go in the car, and then make sure I say hi when I get back. Yeah, she's pretty much our number one fan.
I'm sure the guys you typically park next to now have dog treats in their toolbox.
Nothing yet, but we'll see next year. Maybe they will.
You mentioned you won the Harvest Cup feature race at Ogilvie, and that cinched the track championship for you. Talk about that whole night.
Well, that night we were feeling a little bit down, actually. The previous 2 weeks we kind of had some point losses and weren't quite where we needed to be, what we thought we were. Pretty comfortable on points, but we ended up coming down into the championship night with 2 points to go and 2 points to be ahead. And we were running the race, running the feature, and we're just kind of rolling. The track was choppy and kind of hard to tackle, we'll say. And we ended up having a couple of restarts toward the end of the race and picked off the second and third place car in a restart and got right up behind the leader and took the green. Went into turn three, the leader spun out, and we just rolled from there. And early in the race, I was like, there's no way we're going to win this race. And I was just kind of watching the leaderboard, seeing where the 06 was going to be. And it never popped up. So to be able to win and win the championship in the same night, that was a pretty big deal. So that was good.
This season, the Wissota 100 came back to Minnesota I-94 Speedway. During the regular season, did you see different drivers show up at the track to check it out ahead of time?
Oh, yeah. Us included. There were quite a few people there that pretty much committed to running the weekly shows there all year to get ready. And I don't know. I mean, it was a pretty good crowd of cars every night that we were there. And I know there some nights we weren't there. There were 30, 35 B-mods, sometimes 40. So it was good for them to pull in a good amount of cars every week.
The Wissota 100, you made the A-Main at I-94 Speedway this year and finished sixth. How did that whole weekend pan out for your racing team?
Not terrible by any means. I mean, when you go against that many cars in Minnesota, it's going to be tough. And our first qualifier night, we didn't make the show, the qualifying feature, and we were just kind of hoping everything was going to work out the next night. And yeah, we had a good qualifying feature. I kind of went back to what we knew on setup, and the track was pretty good, slow and slick, and so that certainly helps us. I mean, anybody can drive on a hammer-down racetrack and stay where they started. So if you can move through the field on a slick track, we're good to go. And that's how it was. So we picked off some cars and ended up, I think it was fifth. So not a bad finish by any means.
We also got to see you September 29th at Chateau Raceway, a track I've been going to since I was a kid. And you had a great evening that night.
Yeah, not something we expected, actually. Being it's your first time going to a racetrack like that, just going off of what people have told you, you're just not sure what to expect and how the racetrack's going to pan out throughout the night. We did good in our heat race. It was nice to be able to run second and actually start running down the leader. And then by some grace of luck, we ended up pulling across the scale as the last car to redraw, and the only number left in there was number one. So we got lucky and started on a pin.
Another thing about you is you're one of those drivers that your car always looks immaculate, and I know sponsors really appreciate that, and as a fan, it really looks nice out there.
Yeah, well, I don't think anybody wants to look at a derby car. I don't want my stuff tore up, and I really don't need to tear up anybody else's stuff because they work on their stuff just as much as I do, and we don't wrap these things completely to tear them off, so it's good to have everything looking nice. And last time I checked, tire mark doesn't look as good as the wrap you put on it.
You also mentioned changing things up for next season. What are your plans?
Right now we're kind of up in the air. We say we're going to kind of hit some of the specials and just kind of travel around. You know, you're only as good as the cars you race against, and we've been racing Ogilvy since I started every week. So, you know, Central Minnesota is pretty much the toughest area of cars, but you get out towards the South Dakota range and the northern Minnesota, there's some good cars up there too. So it's nice to hit different venues and race against different guys. So hopefully that works out for us next year. We get to get some free time out and some traveling.
I'm sure if you need directions to any of those tracks, Dan Wheeler has them because he's all over the board.
Yeah, I don't think there's anybody else that travels as much as he does. They're everywhere.
How did you become interested in drag racing?
I don't know if I'd call it a total interest. It's something to do for a weekend that's completely different from what our normal is. And Pat Hardy, he used to race around the local level of Princeton and whatnot, and all the locals will know him. But my mom's actually dating him, and he goes to Brainerd every summer. And, yeah, we go up there for the Nationals. That's a pretty good time.
You also enjoy something a lot of the drivers seem to be getting into, RC racing, and these modifieds and late models are becoming so realistic, it's really neat.
Oh, yeah. You know, I've been racing little RC cars since 2012 or so, maybe a little bit earlier than that. I've been building my own modified bodies for years, so anything I pretty much have for my cars is all stuff that I've done, and yeah, you know, we get pretty serious about the shock setups and the springs and rear steer and all that good stuff. It gets different. It's not anything far off like the big cars are anymore. So it's pretty cool.
Where are the closest tracks to your home?
Basically, we have one that is about 2 miles away from Ogilvy Raceway, and that's called Hobby Farm RC Club. You'll find them on Facebook. There's one that Mike Stearns runs out in South Dakota, which we don't get to go out there very much. And then it's pretty scarce for tracks. There's not a lot of them out there. We, as a group from Hobby Farm, we ended up a couple years ago making a trip down to Knoxville. We have an RC track down there, Knoxville, Iowa. And that's usually a pretty good time, too, hanging out with some of them Knoxville guys. They like their sprint cars.
They just built one south of Owatonna called Little Missile Speedway. One of the guys involved in it is late model legend Dave Bjorge's grandson, and then Kevin Hager, who runs multiple classes over at Mississippi Thunder, he has a track in Kellogg, Minnesota, so you might want to check those out too.
Oh yeah, yeah, I forgot about Kevin's track.
What are the plans for racing for the rest of the season?
Honestly, hit what we can, because we're looking at the last 2 weeks of racing here, basically. I mean, we're for sure going to hit the Topless Nationals in 2 weeks, and we were planning on the Fall Festival at Mississippi Thunder last weekend, which obviously got pushed off because of rain. That was going to be this weekend, and now they pushed it back even farther to next weekend, which overlaps with the Topless Nationals. So our hands are tied there. We're going to be at the Topless Nationals either way. I'm just thinking maybe something will happen and the border battle will come. We'll have good weather this weekend, and we'll be able to race up there. But we'll see. Kind of hit or miss right now.
Good luck the remainder of 2018, and I'll look forward to seeing you popping up at racetracks we go to all over the area next season.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Cabela's and Duradoc are synonymous with the great outdoors. Now these two businesses have teamed up to show you the best in dock technology. Duradoc from the City of Lakes, Clear Lake, Iowa, now has product displays inside the Cabela's store, located just north of Owatonna on I-35. Stop by and see what a modern, high-quality, long-lasting dock from Duradoc looks like up close. Because let's face it, when you're at the lake, you have many more important things to think about than dock maintenance. See the outdoor dream team, Duradoc and Cabela's, in Owatonna, and the new dock displays. See Duradoc.us.
Dad, I can't believe it's fall already.
Yep, that's why we're gearing up.
You mean up?
Gearing up because it's going to get very busy. Many customers will be bringing their cars into the Owatonna Auto Clinic to have our expert mechanics check them over before the cold weather hits.
And if they don't...
Well, son, hopefully those people don't get towed in here in January, because a little preventative maintenance now will save you a big headache later.
That's why we are the clinic.
The Owatonna Auto Clinic, that is. 902 Hoffman Drive in Owatonna.
Hey, this is Stacy Redmond. You're listening to The Dirt Show.
Extreme powder coating.
Colder weather means getting back to working on those projects in your shop. Shop time is valuable, so do it right the first time with a durable powder coat finish from Extreme Powder Coating in Blooming Prairie. With over 6,000 colors and many textures to choose from, call 583-7448 today.
Extreme Powder Coating.
Race fans, the biggest secret at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum isn't really a secret at all. Every race night in Knoxville, race fans can purchase tickets to sit on the museum's second floor in climate-controlled comfort. So whether it's hot outside or cold and windy, it's always just right on the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum's second floor, right on top of the museum. All you have to do is call in advance or come into the museum on Saturday afternoon to purchase second-floor tickets to watch the sprint car races from the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in climate-controlled comfort. And yes, there are still a number of four-day Knoxville Nationals second floor tickets available for this year's 58th annual 5-hour Energy Knoxville Nationals, but those won't last long. So the next time you're in Knoxville on race day and would like to watch the sprint car races from climate controlled comfort, stop by the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum and check out our second floor seating. You'll be glad you did, and we'll see you in Knoxville.
Fast Shafts owner Pat Fagan is a racer himself who has been testing and building drive shafts for himself and teams all over the nation since 1992. Fast Shaft drive shafts are the number one choice for over 90% of the major modified chassis builders. Drive shafts, drive shaft repair, 9-inch Ford center sections, slip yokes, rear end yokes, ring and pinions, bearings, spools, gears, shim kits, and more. Call Fast Shafts today. Made by racers for racers. 800-622-6617.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment, and I am in Rochester at Byers Engine Service, and I am joined by Corey. And Corey, one thing I can always tell when I walk in here, you are smiling. You really enjoy what you do on an everyday basis.
I do. I try. It's always fun coming. You know, I should say always, because everybody has a bad day, but you know, it's most of the days are fun days at work, so yes.
Corey, I spotted something on your website. What is an RMC four-axis machining center?
It's a four-axis CNC machine. It's like cylinder head porting machines, which everybody's usually associated with, have an extra angles that they'll go, which makes them a five-axis. This does four different ways, up, down, side to side, rotation to it. It's basically just for precision machining cylinder blocks, stuff like that. It's all set up G-code and stuff, so we can, if possible, with programming to make parts. But as of now, we use it. We set it up, and basically RMC will send us programs for doing the blocks that we do the most, and do anything from lightening little limb blocks to blueprinting all the bores on anything from, I think, big block Mopar, small block Chevy, of course, big block Chevy. Do sleeve installation kits where they punch out the old sleeve in the Hondas. They import scene stuff and basically install that big heavy-duty thing to hold the power that those guys try to squeeze out of them.
You brought up a term there, blueprinting. Many car enthusiasts have heard the term balanced and blueprinting. Explain what that means and what are the advantages for the customer.
It is a term that gets used loosely, I guess, in this industry. Everybody wants, says they think balanced and blueprinted. It shouldn't be actually stated together just because balancing and blueprinting are two different things. Balancing, basically, taking your rotating assembly, spin it on a machine, basically make it all the parts weigh the same. Balance it all, sort of runs really smooth. Blueprinting is basically taking all your parts, be it your crankshaft, your rods, your block, all that, and taking them to a factory spec, you know, where, you know, sometimes you get a block, comes in, and GM, Ford, all of them make blocks at a high rate of speed, so, you know, when they cool and the older they are, the castings move around, so one could be off 20, 30 thousandths one direction. Well, you get all that stuff squared up where it's got to be. You don't gain much sometimes, but on some of them you can gain 5, 10 horse just by straightening everything out where it has to be.
I love your current Dirt Show ad. We'll take care of the horsepower, you do the rest. Byers Engine Service has a great tagline. No gimmicks, just horsepower. That's what it really comes down to here.
Pretty much. Engines are there's a lot of common sense. A lot of guys try to overthink them and stuff like that, but engines are common sense. You know, simple thing, air doesn't like to turn, you know, all simple things. You take your time, do it the right way the first time, and have to do it again. You know, that's kind of the main deal.
There are still a lot of very talented mechanics doing projects in their home shops, and I'm sure you see a lot of great things come in here. You can also do all of the machining for those guys so they can take those parts home and assemble them themselves.
Right, we do quite a bit of home builder stuff. We'll do small cylinder head work. Somebody'll pull their heads off their daily driver and feel comfortable doing some of that stuff. It takes more time, I think, for them, and if you do it, more power to you. Some of the new engines are pretty complicated, and the old stuff is pretty easy. I would, if you're starting out at it, find something older, get into it like an old Briggs & Stratton or something like that. It's all the simple, same basic parts, smaller package. You can see where things go, where it's supposed to be before you take on a dual overhead cam, six chains in the front, newer style engine.
Not all shops will tackle the old Model A or flathead motors. Byers Engines still does all that. And being in business for 43 years, you have found places to get those rare parts where if you're working on an old Oldsmobile like you're doing right now or a couple flathead motors, you have access to the correct parts.
Yep, we have sources on quite a bit of that stuff. Jim, the owner here, does quite a bit of swap meet and hunting down old parts if we need it. Got a pretty good nose for finding that stuff that we're working on at the time. And we do, like you say, the more you're in business, the more contacts you have. And you can find people that know people that have people that can find their people, you know, kind of deal.
As far as Circle Track, street stocks to open late models, even sprint cars, you do it all.
Yeah, there's not many things we shy away from. We do quite a bit of streetcar stuff, bounce around year to year on which classes we seem to do more of for some reason, but yeah, there's not much we don't take on.
You walk in the front door and parts and components, if people need bare heads, if they're looking for a block, if they need anything as far as engine components, you have it or you can get it for them really quickly.
Yeah, correct. Most of the stuff, if we don't have it on the shelf, it's 2 days away. Pretty competitive with the Summit, the Jags, all the online stuff. We're direct with quite a few companies. We carry VP fuel, we carry nitrous oxide, we Schaefer's oil, driven oil, you know, all the common, you know, stuff that you'd use in a weekend.
And the difference between you and ordering online is the people who stand behind it and the knowledge.
Pretty much, you get usually the right thing first. You come in the right information, and we'll set you up with the right thing the first time instead of having to ship it back 16 times and guess.
Corey, if they'd like to get a hold of Byers Engine Service here in Rochester and put some more horsepower under their hood for 2019, what's the best way to do that?
Best way is usually the phone, 507-282-5586, or our website, byersengine.com.
Thank you for being with us. It's always a blast to talk to you.
Thanks, Lo. I always love being on The Dirt Show.
Hi, this is Bobby Unser, and you're listening to The Dirt Show.
Gilland Enterprises is your local distributor of Justice Brothers Car Care products. Justice Brothers products are manufactured for industrial, agricultural, heavy equipment, and automotive equipment. Their high-quality products are used by today's top racing teams. Justice Brothers products reduce breakage, downtime, and increase machinery reliability, life, and performance, which increases your profits. This family-owned America's brand for quality products has provided additives, lubricants, and cleaner to automotive enthusiasts, racers, truckers, industries, and farmers for more than 80 years. Contact Gilland Enterprises, your local Justice Brothers Car Care Products Distributor today at 952-934-7354 or visit our website at justicebrothers.com. Go with a winner. Gilland Enterprises and Justice Brothers.
The big boys with the big toys. Dale Enterprises.
Dale Enterprises are your tile main specialist. Your tiling system is only as good as your tile mains. Design, placement, and proper installation of your mains are key. Don't waste your time, money, and future yield potential on a poorly installed plan. Call Dale Enterprises in Morristown for all your field drainage and excavating needs. 507-685-2148. Dale Enterprises is your tile main specialist.
Rhino Ag offers the most complete rear blade line in the industry. Whether your tractor has 30 or 300 horsepower, Rhino offers a blade to accomplish any task. Don't settle for cheap imitations. Buy Rhino. Building the best since 1934. Pull what the pros pull. A Rhino. Check out the full line at rhinoag.com.
Winning drivers rely on VP Racing Fuels to optimize performance. Now get the same benefit with VP Mativs, offering race fuel technology for your daily driver. Increase fuel mileage and restore power to your streetcar with VP's fuel system cleaner. Or give your race car a boost with VP's Octanium, improving your fuel's octane by up to 8 numbers and giving you the throttle response your performance car was built to deliver. That's VP Mativs, available at your local AutoZone store or at VPRacingFuels.com.
When it comes to buying the parts that will put your race car in victory lane, all you want to know are the facts. Fact, Arrow Racing Wheels can be seen on the dirt and asphalt tracks across the nation. Fact, Arrow Racing Wheels has become the largest premier racing wheel supplier by supplying quality and durability at an affordable price. Fact, the Arrow 59 Series wheel has won more Monster Energy, NASCAR, Xfinity, and Camping World Truck Series races than all other brands combined. As a matter of fact, if you want to run with the winners, see arrowracingwheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Josh from Rhino Ag and Josh Hay Equipment. Rhino Ag carries a large assortment of hay equipment, and here in Minnesota, we had a bumper crop of hay this year, and we also have the videos of your hay equipment up on The Dirt Show page, and these pieces of equipment are designed for a lifelong hay crop.
That's right. At Rhino Ag, we're trying to make sure that from the moment that the customer lays their hay on the ground, we have something in place that can manage getting that hay raked, headed, ready for baling, to the point that after the bales are done, we have, from the square bale side of things, we have a brand new Acuma grapple that replaces the kids in the field trying to pick up the bales, and now you can take a 10 stack of bales and get it from the field to the trailer and again load it in the barn once you get it home, to the point that now we've got a mega bale splitter that allows us to manage the net wrap and plaster wrap on some round bales. And for those guys feeding and working dairies and hay lots and big feedlots, we've got a way for them to manage those round bales a little more efficiently.
Josh, out at the Farm Progress Show in Boone, Iowa, I had the opportunity to meet you and Warren for the first time face-to-face, and that was a blast. And you had an outstanding booth with all of your products, and what I saw at the Farm Progress Show was quality. Every piece of Rhino Ag equipment is built to last. I couldn't believe how durable these pieces of equipment are, and also your price point.
Farmers know firsthand, and the ranchers and the cattle people across the world, that equipment is not getting any cheaper. It's more expensive than it's probably ever been, and we know that when you make an investment, and we hope it's an investment in a Rhino Ag product, that you're not wanting to have to work on it all the time, let alone have to replace it anytime soon. So we take extra steps along the way to build quality into each of these pieces, because we too are farmers and ranchers, and we know that if we can find a way to break it, they're going to find a way to break it. So we find a way to over-engineer and overbuild these products so that when you know you've made that investment, you've made it in a good quality piece that's going to last a long time.
And also, these pieces of equipment are not only built to last on the outside, but you go the extra step and fill the gearboxes with Lucas Oil products.
That's one of the major things that we've decided to do with partnering up with Team Lucas, is why put it up to the dealer, or why leave it in the hands of the end user to make sure that it's lubricated, and not only just lubricated, but using the best quality lubricants on the market. And Lucas Oil provides that for us, and we're able to deliver that to them straight from the factory.
Mowers, you have one that virtually fits every single person's needs, and also it will probably be the last mower you ever have to invest in.
That's right. We've taken the approach that there's as many 20 horsepower tractors being sold right now as there are 250 horsepower tractors. So we've got something from a 4-foot cutter all the way to a 20-foot cutter. We have them in a rotary, a flail, and everything in between. And we do our best to provide a multitude of products so that when you look at a Rhino Ag product, you know you've got a lot of options and you've got something that's built to last.
Rhino Ag virtually carries every tractor or skid loader attachment any landscaper or construction company could use.
Yep, we know that agriculture is our forefront in the market, but we also know that the construction guy, the rural development, lifestyle liver, all those people in between need something, because everybody's got a tractor or they've got a skid loader or something that they need to get a job done. And so we try to provide some type of attachment across the board for each and every person to enjoy a piece of Rhino Ag equipment.
Cities, counties, and states are now able to buy Rhino Ag products direct without all the red tape.
That was one of our main approaches coming into 2018, as we knew in the past we've been in the market, but we weren't leading in that market. And so with the ability to gain contracts such as HGAC Buy and Sourcewell, we now have the opportunity for the government to come direct to Rhino Ag with all of the red tape already done and cut for them. The contracts are in place, and they're able to go out now and purchase exactly what they want and know that they have Rhino Ag standing behind that purchase.
I also would imagine that Rhino Ag is going to be at a lot of the indoor winter ag shows, because virtually every ag show I go to, there's a Rhino Ag dealer somewhere, and I would recommend going over and checking out their equipment.
And that's the beauty of these shows, whether it be us from the manufacturing side or one of our 1,200-plus dealers across the U.S. At all of these shows, in some form or fashion, Rhino Ag is represented, and we encourage people to come take a look and see what a Rhino Ag product is, see how they're built, ask the questions that they need answers to, and let us try to find the best solution for their needs.
Also, if they're in need of a certain piece of equipment and would like to see it in action, you do a great job of producing videos on each and every one of your pieces of equipment.
That's right. We've partnered up with different influencers across the country. Our dealers have stepped up, and us at the manufacturer, between Facebook, Instagram, and our YouTube channel, you can find the links to all of those at rhinoag.com. and we have those videos posted out there because we know it's easier for the buyer if they can see it first, because you can't always put your hands on it and put it in the field. So we want them to have that availability to know what they're getting before they make that purchase.
If they'd like to get a hold of you directly, how can they do that? And your website also has a dealer search.
Yep, you can contact us via telephone at 1-800-221-2855, or you can visit rhinoag.com. That's rhinoag.com. There's links on there to be able to email us direct through our website, and also there's a dealer locator. It's as simple as clicking on the dealer locator, putting in your area zip code, and you can adjust the circumference of mileage from 25 to infinity to find the closest Rhino Ag dealer to go find the product of your needs.
Josh, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here on the Dirt Show today.
We appreciate everything you guys have done for us, and hope everybody has a great, great harvest this fall.
Why does the Ron Hornaday race team use Walker Performance Filtration Systems?
Well, yeah, you're talking to the right guy with using it. Ben and the whole Walker family has been part of our family for a long time. We've known them for a long time, and then when Ben started the Walker Performance Filtration System, we definitely had to try it. And he's had it on there for the last couple of years. It's been really supportive of what we've been doing in our racing program. We probably ran 30, 35 races with two cars last year, so we got 60-something races on our cars. And, you used the old filter before, and every time you pull it apart, you always had that little dust ring around the top of the carburetor. And the last year and a half, 2 years, we've been using this filtration system for Walker. We haven't had any of that. We've been running two or three races without cleaning it, and unless it's really dusty, we might have to, get two races out of it. But, Ben's been a big help and a big plus to our racing, for Hornaday race cars. So I really got to thank Walker Performance Filtration.
See WalkerPerformanceFiltration.com or call them at 818-252-7788.
Hey, Wolf & Sons Yard Service has heavy equipment. This is Scott Wolf. Whether you need a basement dug, a building removed, footings for a remodel, an RV, camper, or boat pad installed, rock, sand, or dirt hauled, or even a driveway or parking lot road graded, please let us know at Wolf & Sons. We have dump trucks, excavators, a backhoe, bulldozer, and road grader to help you with your large or small projects around your house, farm, or business. Call Wolf & Sons today at 455-3524.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology and packaging when it comes to shipping your business products? Hi, this is Ryan. Here at Foamcraft Packaging, we provide a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all of our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call toll-free 1-844-655-2365. That's 844-655-2365.
Hi, this is Doug Hilson at Craig Ford in Blooming Prairie. You're listening to The Dirt Show.
Those who work the land and feed the world are exposed to many variables beyond their control. Weather, input costs, and crop prices change daily, weekly, monthly, and from one growing season to the next. Powerlift Doors make concerns about easy ingress and egress and access to your buildings a thing of the past. When you build a new shop, machine storage, processing, or crop input building, be sure to specify Powerlift Doors. Powerlift Doors will give your older farm buildings a new lease on life. Zero headroom Powerlift retrofit doors allow full use of your building wall height to maximize entry clearance. We can often increase the width of door openings that are too narrow for today's equipment. Contact us at 507-374-9306.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor, your Total Source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs. From chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna Total Source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miners Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
You're coming out of turn four and heading to the checker flag. You can feel your engine pulling for all it's worth. Is it worthy of winning a championship? Hi, this is Corey at Byers Engine Service in Rochester. We spent decades building racing engines for some of the biggest names in Minnesota racing history, including Jason Cummins' national championship winning engine in 2017. If you want the confidence that you have a winning motor under the hood, then call us at Byers Engine Service in Rochester today at 507-282-5586. The rest of the car is up to you. We'll take care of the horsepower.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment, and I am joined by Andy from Agnition. And Andy, yesterday I took a trip out to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, all the way out, all the way back. It was raining. And looking at some of the fields, there was one in particular where I couldn't tell if they had started harvesting or not, and after a while I determined it was just all busted off stalks, and it's amazing the damage out in the fields.
Oh, absolutely. You know, our farmers have certainly seen enough rain and they're chomping at the bit to get back out into the field, but a lot of them are a little leery of what exactly they're going to see when they get out there because, you know, with the wet conditions we had all year and then the real wet fall, you know, it's challenging some of the ability for these crops to stay standing.
And what you are finding out from customers is you are actually getting phone calls and text messages. Customers very appreciative of your products because they're looking at their fields compared to the neighbors around them and going, thank goodness I had good plant health.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we had a couple of customers in the last week that got some trials out where they had some with and without our product. And one in particular talking about Commence for Corn was just appreciative that he had put it on because he said it was pretty clear to see the difference in his stand out there. And, you know, that's one of the things with our products of driving kind of that early plant health and vigor and leading to a better stand, a better, healthier plant. You can withstand some of this. And, you know, on a perfect year, you notice the stand a lot less, but you get some challenges like this and you get a rough fall, and you're really appreciative for putting that little bit of extra input in the spring to drive some of your plant health and ultimately hold on to some of those ears longer, because nobody likes header loss. When those ears are flying off the stalks and going back into the field, it's frustrating.
As you said, 2018 fall harvest is going to be a test of how good the product you're using is. And if you have any questions that maybe it wasn't the right choice, how can they find out more from you, Andy?
Yeah, one of the easiest ways is to go out to Agnition.com or check out the Dirt Show sponsor page with the title advertisement onto Agnition, and that'll get you to us. But certainly if you're out in those fields and you're frustrated by your stand, remember that and give us a call and see what we can do to help you out.
Andy, I know you have lots of boots on the ground and eyes in the field during the harvest. Can't wait to talk to you in a couple of weeks and see what the guys are seeing.
Absolutely. Sounds great.
Returning home on a November evening, I hit a deer on 35W. Hi, this is Shelley. My first thought was, is everyone okay? My second thought was, oh no, my van. I love my van and rely on it every day. My first call was to Bob at Midwest Collision. He took care of everything from getting my vehicle towed to his shop, providing me with a loaner vehicle, and returning my van back to me in a timely fashion when it was repaired, all with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Accidents happen. If you have had an accident, call Midwest Collision at 332-2434.
Napa Know How. Right now, 5-quart jugs of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil are only $18.99. It protects your engine from sludge and extreme temperatures. But did you know it also protects our troops? Yep, with each purchase of Napa Full Synthetic for $18.99, a portion goes to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 10/31/18.
Hey, this is David Noble, old number 75. You're listening to The Dirt Show.
Coles Electric in Owatonna is there, whether it's a small or large project, with state-of-the-art technology ensuring a professional job will be done every time. Coles Electric services include new construction, design and build, lighting design and installation, remodel work, high voltage, and PLCs. Coles other services include generator sales, security systems, infrared cameras, directional boring systems, underground trenching, plowing, cable location, vacuum excavation, pole setting, boom truck, and 24-hour on-call emergency service. That's Coles Electric in Owatonna. Licensed, bonded, insured, and offering free estimates.
Hi, this is Rick Ecker. You are listening to The Dirt Show.
And now a word from our title sponsors of The Dirt Show, the dirt experts, Agnition.
Farmers. Tired of spinning your wheels? Get traction with Generate, a patented microbial catalyst that stimulates soil microbes to drive efficiencies in your fertilizer program. Catch the yield you've been chasing. Click on our ad on the Dirt Show website for more information on our new customer promotion today.
Generate. Drive efficiencies from the ground up.
Farmers have to face a lot of adversity during harvest season. Grain prices, fuel prices, lack of sleep, and now the recent storms. Hi, this is Jamie from International Steel Erectors. It seems like no matter what is thrown at our area farmers, they always persevere. Have a safe and productive harvest season, and if your grain site has been affected by the recent storms, please contact International Steel Erectors in Owatonna or NASCO Equipment in Fairmont, and we will find a solution together.
It's your friend Speed the Sauce Man. Welcome to the Dirt Track segment brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
Thanks to Sprint Car Hall of Fame driver Shane Carson for getting me sprint car results from around the country throughout the 2018 racing season. Williams Grove, the 410 sprint cars were racing for the Hamilton Tribute Dirt Classic, won by Lance DeWeese over Brian Monteith. And also on Friday, October 5th, the Short Track Nationals at I-30 Speedway. The 27-lap feature was won by Sam Haferty Jr. over Derek Hager. Last Saturday night, October 6th, they were racing at Ogilvie Raceway in Modified Feature 2, Ward Ermey over Tyler Keeter. Modified Feature 1, Adam Hensel over Jeremy Nelson. And in the 30-lap A Main, Jody Belfi over Dave Kane. In the Midwest Modified B Feature 2, it was Cole Searing over Eric Lamb. In the Midwest Modified B Feature 1, Jason Vandekamp over Cody Bergeson. And in the 25-lap Midwest Modified A Main, Jeremy Nelson over Brandon Koop. In the Mod 4s, 20-lap A Main, Dustin Holquist over Michael Rebar. In the Dirt Late Models, 35-lap A Main, Ricky Weiss over Pat Doerr. In the 15-lap Hornet A Main, Pat Pedersen over Alex Dostal. In the Street Stock 25-lap A Main, Sam Fankhauser over Kyle Dykoff. In the 25-lap Super Stock feature race, it was a 7R of Tommy Richards over Kurt Myers. Saturday night, the World Outlaw 410 sprint cars were racing at Fulton Speedway in New York. The 1S of Logan Schuchart taking the checkered flag over Sheldon Hottenchild. And night 2 of the 360 Short Track Nationals at I-30 Speedway in Little Rock was won by Blake Hahn over Sam Haferty Jr. The Lucas Oil Late Models were racing at Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. Bobby Pierce took home the $20,000 victory over Jimmy Owens. Jonathan Davenport leads the points race over Josh Richards going into the final weekend of racing. In the World Outlaw Late Model Series, Mike Mylar over Chris Madden by 22 points with only the World Finals weekend to go.
Thinking about a new side-by-side utility vehicle? Then it's time to get smart. And the smartest side-by-sides on the planet wear one name, Honda. Take their family of Pioneer 1000 side-by-sides. These great vehicles got it right the first time in terms of comfort, handling, hauling, and user-friendly features. Every Pioneer 1000 sports a best-in-class 999cc engine. Plus, with the Pioneer 1005, Honda's exclusive quick-flip seats can go from a three-seater to a five-seater in seconds. And for 2018, the Honda Pioneer 1000 lineup is bigger and better than ever. Why not see them all at Trimble Cycle Center in Austin, USA's second oldest Honda dealer? For your safety, read the owner's manual, wear a helmet and eye protection, always wear your seatbelt, and keep the side nets and doors closed. Pioneers are for drivers 16 years and older.
Speed the Sauce Man here. Let me tell you, I saw it again. Flagrant meat abuse. A beautiful pork loin cooked to look like it should be in a magazine, but the sauce, artificial stuff that looked like barbecue sauce, it was meat abuse. Pick up some of my exclusive Iowa Born Cookies Barbecue Sauce. It's the real deal. Cookies Barbecue Sauce has been the same special recipe since 1976. Smart cookies who know how to treat meat use Cookies award-winning barbecue sauces and seasonings. Anything less is meat abuse.
Cookies is the one.
Hi, I'm Gary Wolf, former hobby stock driver and now proud sponsor of the number 12 sprint car driven by Johnny Parsons III. And I listen to The Dirt Show.
How bad do you want to win? Hi, this is Tyler Walker from Walker Performance Filtration. When I buckle my belts and put my helmet on, I have one goal in mind, winning. Walker Performance Filtration Systems allow more air and less contaminants, keeping your motors clean and creating more usable power. Drivers like Sammy Swindell, Brian Clausen, and Aaron Rutzel can't afford to make the wrong choice. That's why they choose us. Walker Performance Filtration has systems for 410, 360, and 305 sprint cars. Midgets, stock cars, modifieds, outlaw cars, go-karts, and even custom filters. Visit www.walkerperformancefiltration.com or give us a call at 818-252-7788.
Hi, I'm Ed Sanger, late model dirt driver, and you are listening to The Dirt Show.
Feel like the leaves and walnuts have a bumper crop this season? This is Scott Wolf with Wolf & Sons Yard Services. Call us now, and we can whisk away all of the fall yard waste and have you ready for this coming winter season. 455-3524. That's 455-3524.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.